it's up across the country, actually.
Well, because it doesn't just happen. It's not just happening in Connecticut.
No, it's everywhere.
It should be noted that. But it's the issue of transgender athletes participating in girls' sports, particularly in track and field. And it came up again last week because three student athletes filed suit in federal court last Wednesday challenging the CIAC's policy of allowing transgender athletes to participate. Christiana Holcomb represents the Alliance Defending Freedom. She's legal counsel for the three student athletes who are filing suit, and she joins us now. Christiana, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for being with us. Did one of the athletes in particular, did our three athletes approach you? And what about this situation is different than others, because I know you work in this field?
Sure. Well, as you know, the policy has been around and has been allowing male athletes to compete in the female category for nearly 3 years now. Okay. And this is something that Selena Soul and her mom, Bianca, particularly, have been raising the profile of, saying, look, this is not a level playing field for girls. Girls are losing opportunities. We need help. And so Alliance Defending Freedom saw them asking for help, and so we reached out. And through Bianca and Selena, then met up with the other young female athletes, Chelsea Mitchell and Alana Smith, and decided, yeah, this was something that violates federal law and was something that we wanted to take on.
So please explain how it does break, you know, federal law or even state law for that matter. What's in play here as far as the principles?
Sure. Well, as we all know, federal law trumps state law. So somewhat regardless of what Connecticut law itself says, federal law Title IX was designed to stop sex discrimination against women and ensure that they have equal athletic opportunities with males. But unfortunately, when you allow males to start competing in the female sex category, they're taking away medals and podium spots and potentially even the opportunity to compete in front of college coaches, right? All of these things that have a massive impact on the opportunity of these girls to flourish, to win, to experience the thrill of victory, and even to, win those college scholarships that could have a massive impact on their futures. So it's fundamentally unequal and is a violation of federal law.
When you say it prohibits them from competing, it doesn't prohibit them from competing. They're still competing in front of the college athletes, the girl athletes are. And I would think, Christiana, to be honest with you, that if a college coach is recruiting a female athlete, he's going to look at her time and not compare it to how she's running against the transgender athletes.
Good point.
Well, that's not exactly true, because some of these young women are not even making it to the next level of competition because they're being displaced by biological males. So Selena Soul, for example, would have had the opportunity to advance to finals and to advance to New England, but she was not able to do so because two of those spots were taken by biological males, and so she just wasn't even able to showcase her talents to college coaches.
Well, but they're eight.
Hold on, Christiana. That is frankly not even measurable.
Okay, hold on. If eight people make the finals, right, in a certain event, then there's six other opportunities for the female athlete to earn a spot, right?
I mean, that certainly is true, but you're going to look at the girls who should have had the opportunity to advance to regionals and say, you know, just because you happen to be female and not have the physiological advantages that come with being male, you don't deserve to be there and you should be okay with that. I mean, these are female athletics. These were set aside specifically to give young women like Selena and Chelsea and Alana the opportunity to be champions, to experience the thrill of victory, to earn those college scholarships. And it's simply not okay to say that males can come in and take those opportunities away.
I just want to mention one thing that did happen, and this is a possibility, is that I have a story I just picked up from Fox 61, one of the TV stations here, and the Associated Press. And apparently a young lady named Chelsea Mitchell, who goes to Canton High School, won the Class S 55-meter dash title with a time of 7.18, edging one of the people involved in this case, Terry Miller of Bloomfield High School.
One of the transgender athletes.
Yeah, so, right. I mean, it's possible that you can beat them, right? But you're just saying the odds are such?
Yeah, they're working so incredibly hard in order to try to overcome, again, the advantage that these males inherently have. But what I think the media has completely missed about that particular situation with Chelsea is the other biological male false started. And he was actually seated number 7 in the entire country in that event. There is really no question that had he not false started, Chelsea would not have walked away with a gold medal that day.
Well, but you don't know that. How can you say that?
because the
you can't predetermine how a race
number one in the nation.
Christiana, you can't.
Times were significantly faster than Chelsea's. What we are saying at bottom is that when you allow males with physiological advantages to come into the female sex category, it is not fair to our female athletes, and frankly, is disadvantaging them. And if these policies proliferate and continue, we are really looking at the end of female sex sports as a category.
Oh, no, I don't.
That's
not, you're taking it to the nth degree. I'm sorry. I understand the case you're trying to make, and I would admit there is some merit to it, but to say it's going to end all female sports, that's just wrong. It's not going to end all female sports, because how many transgender athletes are there? There's two in Connecticut.
There are 17 states across the country, by the way, that have these policies.
Right.
And there are increasing numbers of males who are frankly finding it opportunistic to compete in the female sex category. We're aware of this happening in sports like basketball, baseball, cycling, cross country, volleyball, and wrestling. The list goes on. Even in Connecticut, one of the males competed as a male for 3 seasons, and then turned around 3 weeks later and decided to start competing in the female category. So I think it's a little bit simplistic, frankly, to assume that this is not going to have a very detrimental impact and continue to have a detrimental impact on female athletes across the country.
Well, if people want more information, and I imagine this is going to be going on a while, and it is getting a lot of national attention, you were saying there's 17. How many suits do you guys have in the process?
This is the very first of its kind ever filed in the nation on this issue.
Okay, but it's going to get picked up, I'm sure, elsewhere.
Right, don't you think that
quite
once...
potentially.
Right, don't you think that once they see that female athletes in other states see that the suit is being brought in Connecticut, they'll bring it in other states as well? I mean, that would just seem to make sense, and we're a copycat nation.
Quite potentially. But what's really been exciting about this is the girls have received so much support, not just within Connecticut, but across the country as well, and both from the left and the right. Women across the country, men across the country are saying, yeah, look, we see the unfairness. We may not all agree on every, you know, political aspect that might be out there, but I think it's, you know, science and common sense tell us that males are generally physically stronger than females. This isn't fair to our female athletes, and we want to preserve women's sports for the future.
Okay. All right, very good. Christiana, thank you for taking some time to be with us.
We'll
Christiana
it.
Holcomb, Alliance Defending Freedom.
You know, if
look,
if,
she's entitled to her opinion, but I will. I think she's expanding it to the nth degree. To say it's going to be the M end of female athletics is a total and bald-faced misrepresentation.
The nice thing I know is that I'm never going to be a threat. So there is that.
Right, exactly.
It's
nor were you before.